All right, check this out. Donald Trump has been obsessively talking about his own approval rating lately. He talks about it more than prices, more than wars. He constantly claims his approval rating is in the 70s or even higher, and there's a certain data analyst that he cites to make this claim. Well, last night, I want to show you all the exact moment that this data analyst hopped on TV and was like, listen, Trump is straight up lying. There is only one president that was less popular than Trump at this point in his term, and that was Trump from his first term. So again, Trump Part 1 and Trump Part 2 rank as the least popular presidencies at this point in their term, and Trump is desperately trying to lie about that. He's had a bizarre week. I mean, for example, yesterday I was traveling to go talk to Texas state Republicans who left Texas to stay in Illinois. I shoot in Chicago, so I went and I interviewed them. The video is on my channel, and while I was traveling there, I saw Donald Trump. I saw a video of him walking on the White House roof, and I immediately knew, I immediately understood, he's trying to distract the American people in any way he can. He's trying to act bizarre and goofy to distract us, but it won't work. I'm not even going to play the clip. I'm going to talk about what he's trying to distract from. First of all, the Epstein files. We cannot let that fade away. I'll be making a video about that very shortly. I just got back in studio, so I'm just settling down. But the Epstein files need to be talked about more. More specifically, Donald Trump's brazen cover-up and then his weird admissions on Air Force One about Virginia Giuffre and how he kind of knew what Epstein was doing. He definitely knew what Epstein was doing. So make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed if you want more relentless coverage. But he's also trying to cover up the Texas redistricting. They are trying to rig the midterms. Republicans are trying to rig the midterms by redistricting Texas and creating more seats for themselves. And this actually brings me perfectly to the polling. Because if Donald Trump were popular, if he did have the approval rating that he claimed he had, or anywhere near it, even half that approval rating, they would have enough of a vote to win the midterms. Or they would have the voters, the popularity to win back the House, but they don't. That is why they are trying to rig it in any way possible. So let's start off with this clip of Donald Trump trying to talk about prices, but when he does, he's so mathematically illiterate that it's just embarrassing. Take a look, and very quickly, if you live near Omaha, Nebraska, I'm doing an event there Saturday, August 23rd with Senator Elizabeth Warren, Representative Maxwell Frost, and then Adam Mockler, which is me. So RSVP in the description below. Let's watch this clip.
Government, our country is doing great. I think we are doing probably, maybe in many ways, better than we've ever done before. You know, we're taking in trillions, not billions, trillions and trillions of dollars from other countries who for years took advantage of us. They took advantage of the United States like we were children.
You're taking advantage of voters and acting like the American people are children. When you say that we're taking in trillions, that's not true. There are estimates that we've taken in like 100 billion, but we've taken that in from American consumers and companies. Let me be crystal clear. This is how it works. Tariffs are paid when the goods arrive at the U.S. border. When they get to the U.S., Customs and Border Protection then applies the tariff, and that is paid for by U.S. companies when they're trying to get their goods. I've made extensive videos about this. I even made one about a MAGA CEO who realized, oh shit, we order parts from across the world. This is not sustainable. So yeah, when business owners try to get their goods from the border, they have to pay the tax. It is literally just a tax. And then when that business owner has to pay an extra $100,000, that unexpected expense needs to be accounted for. We live in a capitalistic society where you need to be in a profit month over month. So what they do is they pass that cost down to the people who buy it. And prices may not rise immediately. It may not be a two-week difference. But a lot of stores are just now going to be putting the tariffed goods on their shelves. They're just now going to have to start recouping the costs. And we've already seen inflation go up higher than expected. We've already seen the GDP contract. Unemployment was so bad, Trump had to fire the BLS director. So again, he doesn't care about the economy. The reason why he has to lie about his polling numbers so insanely is because he's messed up. He's messed up the economy. He's messed up the wars. And his approval rating is in the shitter. He can't win the midterms in a legit way, so he has to lie about his approval rating and try to rig them.
I have the best poll numbers I've ever had. among Republicans.
I have poll numbers where I'm 71%. I have the best poll numbers.
Those are among Republicans.
Among Republicans, I'm at 94% and 95%. No, I'm talking about generally. I have the. Let me put it this way. There was a gentleman on Harry Emden yesterday on CNN, and he went crazy over how well Trump was doing. Now, you know, you don't put that on because I think CBS is a shade. Actually, CNN's a shade better than NBC. I think NBC is probably the worst of them all. But if you check CNN tomorrow, watch Harry Emden, and you'll see about the numbers. But that's okay. We have to defend ourselves.
Okay, so he said check CNN tomorrow. Well, CNN the next day did play Harry Emden. They even put Harry Emden on the chyron, even though that's not his actual name. Let's see what he says.
Was the president correct about the polling, though?
No, I don't think the president was correct. You know, I give him a fair shake. I don't give him a positive spin. Look, he is not at the highest point he's ever been. Take a look at his net approval rating where it is right now. It's negative. He's underwater, right? You compare that to where he was at the beginning of this term. He was 6 points above water. Now he's 9 points below water. If we are comparing him to other presidents at this point in their presidencies, he is the second lowest on record compared only to himself, who does worse. If we're comparing him to other second terms, he's certainly in the bottom of the list, not nearly all the way at the bottom. Richard Nixon was at a worse position at this point. But when you're comparing yourself to Richard Nixon and you're saying that you're doing better than Richard Nixon in your second term, that's not exactly a good position to be in.
Not at all, but this is a position that Trump and MAGA Republicans have thrust upon themselves. And they're not the people we should feel bad for. We should feel bad for the Americans who will have to bear the brunt of this disastrous budget bill that takes Medicaid away from 17 million people. The Americans who will have to bear the brunt of this trade war that may not manifest immediately. I mean, it is manifesting in certain ways, but long term, I see this trade war really messing up the global supply chain, small businesses in America. Right now, on a separate note, we see tourism dropping in America. Immigration is down as a whole. It's okay if you want to stymie illegal immigration or streamline the processes, but that's not what's happening. They're not streamlining anything. They're completely shutting down immigration to the point where tourism has dropped like 40% from our next door neighbor, Canada, which is terrible for our economy. Las Vegas is reportedly a ghost town because of Donald Trump and his insane policies. So when Republicans say that Donald Trump has stopped immigration, yeah, you know what other country has stopped immigration? North Korea. We don't want to be like North Korea. We want to be like America, where diversity is a strength and where people can come over here and actually live and make a better life. And yes, there's an argument that we should streamline the processes at the border so it doesn't take 7 to 12 years for people to come over here and they could do it in a more efficient way and don't have to use illegal manners. That is the better argument, but that's not the argument this administration is making. They're saying they want to take the most radical, reckless policy possible, and it's hurting them in the polls. It's hurting them on a day-to-day basis, so let's keep the pressure on. If you want to see me in Omaha, click the link in the description. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.